presented by the United States Armed Forces Radio Service. Tonight we present If You Have Faith, a drama based on a teaching from the greatest life ever lived. The western shore of Galilee looks out on the great sea, and the same waves which wash up on the Galilean shore touch Phoenicia and Egypt, Greece and Rome. Ships of all nations are carried to Galilee on the great sea. And there is one woman who watches carefully from the shore for every new vessel that appears. Now she sees an unfamiliar vessel coming into port. She takes a child's hand and says,
Sarah, look. Look, a new boat is coming to shore.
Yes, Mother, I can see it.
Well, come, we must hurry, dear. Perhaps this time there'll be word of him. Quickly.
Father, please, you're going too fast for me.
Then I shall go on by myself. You follow, dear. Follow.
Mother! Mother!
Lend a hand here, man.
You can tell me.
Hey, woman. What do you want?
Did you just come ashore from that new vessel that stands out there?
You? She's covered every cove on the great sea.
I mean you, here in this port.
Ah.
This is the first time you've been here in some years, isn't it?
Yes, and what can I do for you, woman? What do you want?
In your wanderings on the sea, did you happen to see a vessel from this port, flying two sails, and with the language of our country inscribed on her red and gold prow?
I've seen some vessels that fit that description, yes. Saw one only 3 months ago in Corinth.
3 months ago? Did you see her crew? A tall man with dark hair and a face brown from the sun. Did you see him?
Everyone seemed to look like that. After all, when men are at sea under the burning sun for 5 months...
5 months? If they were at sea only 5 months, it's not the vessel I mean. Not my husband's.
Oh, your husband. Has he been gone long?
4 years.
4 years? Well, you'll never know what'll happen at sea. Sometimes you think you've seen the last of a vessel, and then like a miracle, she shows up in port one day. It happens that way. Sometimes.
Mother, did he know?
No, dear.
It's like it's been all the other time.
Come. We'd best be getting home.
I'm sorry, woman. There are those in every port who ask. But 4 years. I don't remember any woman asking about a vessel gone 4 years.
I know.
No, ma'am.
But every time I see a new vessel, I hope that perhaps this time. Then I find out. It never is. Thank you very much, sir. Come, sir.
We shall stand here on this crib, Sarah, and watch the sun go down into the sea. The day we were married, your father and I stood on this cliff. Here beside this mulberry tree. And he promised that no matter where he sailed, he would always return. And I promised I would always wait. I'll wait. And he'll come back. He must.
I hope that he does. I hope that...
What is it, dear?
Mother, we're not alone up here.
You mean there's someone... Oh, Ezra.
Please, Martha, don't misunderstand, but I know you and the child come here every evening at this time. I thought I might walk home with you.
Yes, we can walk back to the town together. But first, would you and Sarah go on a few paces?
Yes, yes, of course. Come, Sarah. Your mother will catch up to us later.
Yes, sir. Mother, you will catch up, won't you?
Sarah?
Yes, sir?
You shouldn't call me sir that way. You and I should be friends. Maybe one day we'll be more than friends.
But do you mean?
Tell me, what does your mother do when she's alone by that tree?
Oh, she just stands there. She doesn't say anything, but somehow you know that she's talking to someone. To my father. Telling him she's still waiting.
Mm-hmm. I thought so.
What did you mean, sir? About someday we'd be more than friends.
Well, I hope one day to convince your mother that I love you and her enough to take care of both of you.
Sarah, Ezra, wait for me.
Well, we'll talk about it later, my dear.
Talk about what, Ezra?
Oh, Sarah and I, we were talking.
Ezra, please, I asked you not to talk to the child. When the time comes, if it comes, I'll talk to her.
I'm sorry, Martha. Now, shall we start home? Be dark soon.
Well, Martha, is the child asleep?
Yes, Bernice.
Then I think I shall go down the road to spend the evening with Elisha's family. I hear they have a cousin visiting them from Judea. He's come to Galilee to hear the master. It'll be nice to get news from Judea. I'll go.
Bernice, you're not so good at pretending. I know you want to leave me alone because Ezra will come by tonight.
I'm not ashamed of what I'm doing. I think you two should have a chance to talk things over in private. After all, Ezra's a fine man, well situated. And for a man of his position to marry a widow, it just shows how nice he is.
I'm not a widow.
I've heard you weep at night. If you really thought Gabriel were coming back, you'd not weep like that. My dear, I know a widow's tears.
Oh, there he is.
Where's my shawl? I must tell you if I want to meet Elisha's cousin.
Oh, Ezra, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
Is there something wrong? Where is your Aunt Harry?
Any place but here, I think.
Oh, I see. Well, I have one staunch ally in this household and one friend.
That's not fair, Ezra. No one thinks more highly of you than I do.
For more than a year now, you've been able to hide that very successfully. I'm sorry. That wasn't a very nice thing to say. But I love you so, Martha.
Please, Ezra, I don't want to talk about it.
Martha, listen to what I have to say. I know that you don't love me, but it will be enough for me to know that you're my wife and that Sarah's my daughter. And then perhaps after a while, you'll grow to love me. It could happen, couldn't it?
Maybe you don't really know what love is, Ezra.
The way I feel about you, well, surely that's love.
Then you should know that love is not something easily put aside. It's something one's heart forgets. I could never forget Gabriel.
I wouldn't ask you to. After all, he was your husband.
He was my husband. I know he still is. Somewhere he's alive.
Then why hasn't he returned?
I don't know that.
If you loved him as you say and he loved you, then surely nothing could keep him away if he were alive.
Please, Ezra.
No. Now, you listen to me. There's more than yourself to consider. There's little Sarah.
We manage now.
Now, yes. But later. What will happen later? She'll grow up and miss the things that I could provide. Martha, I promise you, she shall have everything that I can give her. Now, that's something to consider.
You're very kind. And especially nice to Sarah.
Well, then, are you being fair to her? She's entitled to a father and the things a father could give her.
Ezra, don't say any more.
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you rather I left now? Oh, you don't have to answer. I'll go. But it doesn't mean that I won't be back. Someone must convince you what's best for you and the child.
Are you still up?
Yes, Bernice.
Sitting alone by a cold hearth. You've been crying again, haven't you?
Please, Bernice.
Well, you can tell me. What did he say? What did you say?
Nothing that hasn't been said before.
Oh, that's too bad. And now you're crying again. Poor, poor Martha. Our child, this all happened to you when you were too young, too full of romantic notions. If you'd been older, you'd have felt different.
That wouldn't have made any difference.
I know. You're thinking of promises made up there on the cliff overlooking the sea, beneath that mulberry tree. But does a man know what can happen to him when he makes his promises? Can promises fend off a storm at sea or right a ship that's capsized? It's not for any ordinary man to say what will happen. That's for God and his prophets.
Please go with me.
Oh, wait, my dear. Martha, where are you going this time of night? Martha! Martha! Poor girl.
Aunt Bernice, what happened? Where's my mother?
She's gone out.
So late? Where?
Where? To climb to the top of that cliff, to sit under that tree in the moonlight and cry to herself. The sea is salted with the tears of sailing men's wives. Come, child. I'll put a cloak on you and we'll go find her. Child's asleep.
Sound of the waves must have done it.
Perhaps we should take her back to the house.
A little while. The moon is so lovely on the water.
Yes. You should have seen her face when she woke and asked for you before. Then when I told her you'd gone out, she was frightened.
I'm sorry.
A child can't know fear all its life without suffering for it.
I've been as good a mother as I know how.
Raising a child is not a woman's work alone. It takes a man, too.
But if her father returns...
Is she to live her whole life on that chance?
No.
Then...
Maybe you're right.
It would be best for the child.
I must think about it overnight. By morning, I'll know my answer.
I came here as soon as I got word, Bernice. Well, what is it?
I'm not allowed to say.
Hmm? What do you mean?
Well, she'll be out here in just a minute. And while I can't say anything, I wish you the best of good fortune. May God be with both of you always.
Bernice, you mean...
I told you, my lips are sealed.
Bernice, they couldn't seal that twinkle in your eyes. She's finally come to her senses, has she?
You'll get nothing out of me, I promise. And besides...
Martha!
I trust my message didn't interrupt you at any important business, Ezra. But I felt you'd want to know as soon as I made up my mind.
For what I'm going to hear, I'd have interrupted anything. Anything. Well, Martha, I'm waiting.
Bernice.
I didn't tell him, did I, Ezra? And besides, you two will want to talk in private now. I'll be in the kitchen if you want me.
Ezra, I can tell that you know.
Yes, and it's wonderful.
I'm sorry she told you.
But why, as long as you've made up your mind?
Because it isn't that easy.
Once you've decided, everything else will take care of itself.
This Sarah.
Well, I've told you how I feel about her.
I know, but first I must tell her, and she must understand and agree. All I wanted you to know today was that I was going to speak to her.
That's all I have to know. She'll agree. I tell you, the child likes me. If it's in her hands now, then we'll be married. You'll never have cause to regret it. I promise you, Martha.
No promises. I want no promises.
Martha, what is it?
I'm sorry. It was something Bernie said to me yesterday about promises. I'll talk to Sarah this evening when we go to the cliff. Yes, dear.
You haven't said anything at all.
I've been thinking, dear.
About Father?
Sarah, you told me you heard people say that he might never come back.
Yes.
Well, suppose he didn't ever come back.
You think so, too?
We've waited a long time, Sarah, both of us.
But you said not to believe the other people.
After a while, I have to believe, my dear. It just doesn't seem to be anything else to do.
All right.
And
And if your own father isn't coming back, then... Well, you ought to have a new father.
I never thought about that before.
Well, now you do have to think about it. Do you think Ezra is nice? I mean, do you like him?
Do you like him?
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with it. It's the way you feel that counts.
I don't like to talk like this, Mother.
Please, dear, try to understand. We have to talk about it.
I don't know.
Listen to me, Sarah. It's important. It's... Wait. There's someone coming up here to our cliff.
Yes, look. A whole group of men.
And the one who walks in the midst of them. Sarah, don't you know who he is?
Master. The one everybody talks of. The one who's done the miracles, cured the sick.
The miracles and more. And if he's helped others, why couldn't he help us, Sarah? Why?
They're coming toward us. What shall we do?
We'll wait right here. Perhaps I shall have a chance to talk to him. And if I do, then he'll tell me. Surely he must know how to help me. We'll wait here. And be quiet, Sarah.
Ever tried, Master? Tried to help the boy. To ease his pain, to cure him. And yet we're not able to accomplish it. Didn't we try, Thomas?
Peter is right. We did try, and nothing happened. Yet when you said the word, Master, the child was cured.
Why? Why?
Tell us, Master. What was lacking in us that we failed?
If ye have faith, ye might say unto this mulberry tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you.
Then it is faith which makes all things possible. Faith. Did you hear, brothers? Did you?
Mother, they're going. Didn't you want to talk to the master?
Shh. I've heard all I need to hear.
Faith.
That's what's almost slipped away from me now. That's what made me falter and think there might be another way. Well, there is no other way for me. Come, Sarah, we'll go home.
But Mother, what you were saying before about Ezra.
No need to talk about that anymore, my dear. And I shall tell him so.
But only this morning you said you decided.
I'm sorry, Ezra. The master's words were all I needed to hear.
You speak to her, Bernice. There's no more that I can do.
Speak to her. I've pleaded with her ever since she told me. It's no use. No use at all.
All right, then. Martha?
Yes.
Don't think that I'm one to minimize loyalty. It's one of the things that I've admired so much in you. But this has gone far beyond that. I want you to tell me one thing, Martha.
Well?
If I can bring you proof, proof that Gabriel is not alive, then will you marry me?
If you can bring me proof. Yes.
That's all I want to hear.
What are you going to do, Ezra?
I shall appoint a man to go from port to port along the Great Sea. Somewhere, he'll find someone who knows what happened to Gabriel's ship. There may be some survivor, some trace, something which can prove once and for all what happened to him.
You'll send a man from port to port just asking?
The men of the sea will know. Someone will know. But when he comes back, I'm sure I'll have my proof.
You might have heard. Have you?
Set sail from the coast of Galilee more than 4 years ago. Boat carrying 2 sails.
That's right. With words in the language of my people, carved in her prow. Did you ever see or hear of such a vessel?
Not here. Not in this port.
Are there any Galilean soldiers here?
Well, you might find some, but I don't know.
vessels he carried.
And the language of Judea carved on her?
Yes. Have you heard about such a vessel? Seen her?
I can't say for sure. There was a man here who used to talk of such a boat.
This one man said that he had seen her, that she set sail for this port. Do you remember such a boat? More than 4 years ago it was. Try. Please try to remember.
Martha. Martha, are you in the house? Quickly.
What is it?
A ship which made port here from Crete. It brought this, a message.
A message? For me? It's from Gabriel. Give it to me.
No, Martha, not if you think it's from Gabriel.
What do you mean?
This message, it was given to me by Ezra, received from the man he sent to search for Gabriel.
Oh, well, I should read it.
Yes, my dear, but no matter what it says, don't be too disappointed.
Give it to me. Dear Ezra, peace be with you. Here in Crete, I have found a man who knew the ship that Gabriel sailed on. She set sail from this port and was never heard of again. The man told me that he had heard a rumor that such a vessel had been caught on the shoals along the Egyptian coast, destroyed. All hands were lost. But in accordance with your instructions, I'm not trusting to rumor. I shall seek till I am more convincing proof.
Martha.
Oh, Anthony.
No. It was to be expected. Please, Ezra. She's been so ill since that last letter. We must be careful how we tell her.
Don't worry, Em. Martha?
Oh, Ezra.
Yes, it's I. You feeling better today? You know, I blame myself for this.
Oh, it's not your fault. Whatever happens, I want you to know that I truly appreciate all you've done on my account. The search, even if it was in vain.
But if it weren't in vain, Martha...
Not for you, perhaps. You have your proof. The one thing I didn't want to recognize. And you proved it.
Martha... When a man sets out to seek something, he isn't always sure of what he'll find.
What do you mean?
Well, sometimes a man finds the very thing that he didn't seek.
But you wanted proof that Gabriel was lost forever. You didn't really find it?
No. But we did find something else.
What is it, Ezra?
Be calm, Martha. Be calm. Now...
Martha. Oh, Martha.
Oh, Gabriel. Where? How? I don't understand.
The ship I sailed. She went aground on the shoals off the Egyptian coast. That part was so, as the letter told you. But we were saved only to be captured by a nomad tribe and sold into slavery. I couldn't write to you, couldn't get word to you. And then... Ezra's man appeared, like a miracle. He bought me from my owner. He brought me back here to you. Oh, Martha.
Ezra, you did all this?
No. No, Martha. He's here only because of you.
I? Waiting and weeping was all I could do.
No, you did more. You hadn't been so steadfast in your faith that he was alive. We'd have forgotten him. I'd never have sent a man to search. We never would have found him. It was your strength, your belief.
Mine? No. It was the strength I found in the Master and his words. On that one day when I might have given up, I heard him speak to his disciples. I heard him speak of faith and what it can do. That's what gave me new strength to go on believing you were alive, Gabriel.
The master. You must remember, I hadn't heard of him when I left here before. You must tell me what he said, my dear.
Yes, Gabriel. I stood beside our tree when I heard his words.
Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith, ye might say unto this mulberry tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you.
If You Have Faith, another episode in the greatest story ever told from the greatest life ever lived. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.